terror attack inside that Christmas market.
Terror attack on that city.
Horrific attack in France.
Just in days that fear of terror and insecurity disturbed the world, and the clamor of people begging for survival were heard in Olympia, Nice, Dufresne Stadium, or Malbec Station, we thanked God every moment. Why not? We were so lucky that we were not even near those places.
States like these and their terrorist allies constitute an axis of evil, arming to threaten the peace of the world.
About 3,000 miles far away from us, in the area that was introduced as the Axis of Evil by channels like CNN, BBC, Fox and others, there were brave men who stand against ISIS, the ISIS who took away our slips in months. Yes, it's true. You may be surprised if I tell you that your security and safety and this fact that there is no black man with long beard and a sword in his hand back at home is the result of their courageous work to fight with ISIS. In the meanwhile, you may have heard his name, Soleimani. News agencies mentioned his name at least for just one time, because no one could deny his influence. In just one case, when ISIS was at its peak, he announced in a public speech that ISIS will be destroyed in 3 months. That was a big claim. American generals said it will take 10 or 3 years for destroying ISIS.
کمتر از 3 ماه دیگر اعلام پایان داعش و حکومت داعش در این کره خاکی خواهد بود.
Less than 3 months later, that unbelievable promise was fulfilled. Just in 21st November 2017, it was on news. The end of ISIS government. In so many years, this man was fighting in this tech-breaking nightmare, and Iranian people knew him as a hero, not like Batman or Superman, a real hero. Now, about 3 years have passed since that, and even though because of the boycott we know nothing of that man and his great deeds, we're shocked by the news. Qasem Soleimani is assassinated by American forces. People in Iran, Iraq, Lebanon, Syria, and other countries who saw the relentless endeavors of him and his companions are grieving now. They feel like they lost the dearest member of their family. Maybe it's not all reality, or at least the reality is not all that media try to feed us. In addition to all this, there's a serious contradiction. Soleimani was fighting with terrorists and Americans killed him. Which one is the real terrorist now?